Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it.
Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, oh, hello.
One.
Radio 1.
Vampo Weekend, A Punk. Hope you're right this afternoon. Yes, it's Friday. Looking for some comments for Only Be Friday. Oh, that's wicked. From Robin Bucks. Do you have any idea how annoying that was? From Don. Rubbish, Mills. Lacked conviction. From Gaz in Durham. How can you say that? It was like the longest Friday I've done for ever. Went to see the James Bond film earlier this afternoon.
Thanks for the invite.
Quantum of Solace. I did invite you. You said you wanted to stay here.
And work. Some of us had to put the show together. Anyway, how was it?
Quite good, going to cinema in the middle of the day.
I can imagine it was.
Really good. How was it? Daniel Craig is good.
Is he?
Really good, I think. But the film is just, it's one long action scene.
Not and really also, your thing.
I know I'm a thick DJ, but it's really confusing.
Why?
I just didn't understand what was going on. It lost me along the way. Well, in the
who
first...
Who was attacking who and stuff?
Yeah. I don't even know whether the good guys won in the end or not. It's really confusing. Judi Dench is good.
Is she?
Yeah, she's good. But it is one long action scene. It's really loud and it's quite knackering to watch. By the end of it, you're like, I might have to have a little lie down during the Wonder Years, if that's all right.
Help yourself.
Yeah. Also, they took everyone else's phone off them. But I still have mine in my bag, so I've got the whole thing now. Occasionally there'd be some people, like, you know, leaving and coming late to the cinema, but I have got the whole thing, so thanks very much to them.
Amazing.
I'm joking, obviously. Can I just say sorry to Johnny Vaughan as well, because he was in there, and I was late into the cinema, surprise, and, you know that thing where you're like, sorry, 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 and everyone has to get up? Well, I kind of lost my balance as I was going into the row, and I grabbed his head by mistake because he was sat in front. So I'm really sorry to Johnny Vaughan if I hurt you in any way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I'm just ringing Rach at the moment, who's 15, and she claims that Oasis are in her house. That's what it says on the text. It says Oasis are in my house, Rachel 15, but she's not answering. I believe
Hello,
is that Rachel?
Yeah?
Rachel, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1. You're on air now. Don't swear or nothing.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So Oasis are in your house?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Well, maybe.
Well, maybe not.
Why would you send that in to why would you send that in out of anything you could send in at all? Why would you send that particular text in?
They just left.
They are. Oh, that's so annoying. Were you waving them goodbye? That's why it took so long to answer the phone.
Yeah, Liam Gallagher was giving me a hug.
Okay, good. That's a shame. Well, all right. Well, that's good. Nice to speak to you anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for texting.
You've embarrassed me now. Okay.
Thanks for texting Radio 1. And next time they come round, you just let us know and we'll make sure we call you a bit quicker in future.
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too. Radio 1
Podcast. I hope I haven't spoiled the Bond film for anyone.
Well, saying that he copped off with Judy is a bit of a plot spoiler, I think.
Is that a plot spoiler?
Well, yeah, I don't need to go and see it now.
Sorry. Katie and Hull says, oh my God, he seriously gets off with Judy Dench. I know. You're not supposed to get off with... That's very unprofessional getting off with them, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Relationships happen in the workplace, don't they?
Well. Also, someone says, did he find out who was blackmailing his wife? I've no idea. Seriously, I didn't even know there was someone blackmailing his wife. Apparently that was in Casino Royale. I didn't even know that was part of, honestly, it lost me. I know it was the whole thing, but I don't know.
So is this part two then?
I think this is part two. I think it takes place like half an hour after the last film ended. I didn't know that.
No, I couldn't
even work out who the bad guys were. It was really hard. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.